CRTV News with Winston Lebga. The main points. Some political scientists in the country hold that Cameroon has used the 52nd National Day event to reiterate its commitment to peace and national unity. Candidates nationwide have today begun sitting the commercial and industrial baccalaureate exams. Over 1,000 people are reported dead in Mozambique following a health workers' strike. The development of these and others next.
52nd edition of the Feast of National Unity. Our special slot on the news.
Hello there. Equatorial Guinea's Deputy Minister in charge of National Defense, Candido Kongoingono Chama, has hailed the discipline and rigor with which the military and civilian parade celebrating National Day in Cameroon was organized. He was speaking following an audience he was granted by the Minister Delegate at the Presidency in charge of Defense, Joseph Betty Asomo. Both men highlighted the strides made by defense forces of the two countries to secure their common border. Albert Njiebonde reports.
It is with military honors that Major General Candido Kongo Engonon Chama was welcomed at the Ministry of Defense, coming barely a day after a detachment of the Equatorial Guinean Army marched past in National Day celebrations in Yaoundé. A military parade which the visiting minister saluted as a mark of the discipline and professionalism that is typical of defense and security forces of Cameroon. An opportunity Joseph Betty Asomo used to transmit the gratitude of President Paul Biya to his Equatorial Guinean counterpart and brother, President Teodoro Obiangeman Bazogo.
Une très bonne impression, Monsieur le Président de la République du Cameroun, ses invités.
The two ministers appreciated the strides made by defense and security forces of the two countries to bar the way for all kinds of illicit trafficking and security threats along their common border at the impulse of the two heads of state. Minister Joseph Betty Asomo announced efforts made towards the imminent holding of a Cameroon-Equatorial Guinea mixed commission and a session of defense ministers of the two countries. After a close to 1 hour in-camera deliberations, Major General Engonon Chama, who was accompanied by Equatorial Guinea's ambassador to Cameroon and the country's deputy chief of staff, left the Ministry of Defense, marking the end of his four-day working visit to Cameroon.
Some political scientists in the country have highlighted Cameroon's dedication to peace, unity, and social cohesion seen through the activities in line with the 52nd National Day event. Their views are recorded in this report with Hortensia Ngam.
Cameroonians yesterday once again renewed their attachment to the unity of the country. This unity resists the winds of division, identity, withdrawals, and hatred. A senior peace and conflict analyst, Professor Willibrord Nzengwa, says strides towards unity can be maintained if social justice prevails.
The greatest wish is that social justice should prevail so that every Cameroonian should have a sense of belonging in order to engage in the peace process.
Dr. Comfort Loye, a lecturer in political science and public administration at the University of Boya, stresses the importance of identifying underlying factors that threaten peace.
When we talk of underlying grievances, we should get to the root cause and target them from there. This means ensuring fair resource distribution and inclusive governance so that everyone feels represented and heard.
The double murder in Belu Boyo Division on National Day underscores that peace and unity are ongoing projects requiring continuous efforts from every Cameroonian. Professor Willibrord Nzengwa once again.
We wish peace to prevail over war. every single Cameroonian should put his or her hands on deck to be a vector of peace.
As the nation reflects on its progress and challenges, the collective resolve to promote peace, unity, and social cohesion remains strong, embodying the spirit of national unity day.
The governor of the Wolentem province of Gabon, Jules Jeki, and members of his delegation who witnessed the National Day celebrations in the South Regional Chief Town Ebolova have described the town's referral hospital as a great tertiary care center whose services will be of great help to populations of neighboring towns to Cameroon like Oyem and Bitam. They were speaking after a guided tour of the health facility before a farewell banquet at the Colandom Touristic Center in the presence of the Consul General of Equatorial Guinea in Ebolova, Antanasio Mvomo Simamengi. We have details with Clarence Aze.
The National Day celebration in the South region has been a moment for administrative authorities and their counterparts from neighboring Congo, Gabon, and Equatorial Guinea to strengthen sub-regional integration via their diplomacy of proximity. After the colorful celebration in Ebolova Monday, the Gabonese delegation, led by the governor of the Wolentem province, Jules Jeki, and the consul general of Equatorial Guinea in Ebolova, Atanasio Mvomo Simamengi, were entreated to a tour of the Ebolova Regional Hospital Center in Galan by South Governor Felix Ngelengele. After going around a different unit of the health facility, the guests marveled at the architectural joy, its cutting-edge technological medical equipment, and subspecialties of intervention. Governor Jules Jeki was quick to hail Cameroon's government for giving priority to healthcare provision. He added that the hospital is found in a strategic location where Gabonese and Equatorial Guineans can also benefit from its services. The delegation, before their departure, were offered a farewell banquet at the Colandom Touristic Village on the outskirts of Ebolova, where they got to know more about Cameroon through the presentation of a picture gallery of some famous historical figures in the country. Clarence Azzi, reporting for CRTV News in Ebolova.
From the south to the southwest, where the senior divisional officer for Meme Division, Chamberlain Twondong, has used the National Day event to exhort the population to collaborate in efforts to fight out the separatist gunmen who've been causing terror there. Ngo Baliba Sophia Ibe reports.
The massive participation of the population of Meme Division of the Southwest Region is said to be an affirmation of the people's willingness to work in synergy with the military. Senior Divisional Officer for Meme, Chamberlain Tundong.
To continue to collaborate with the force of law and order to give vital information to them in order to facilitate their action within the entire Meme Division.
From the award of prizes to the military and civilian march pass, the unity of Cameroon was re-echoed by the population who demonstrated their love for fatherland through different activities. Ngo Baleba Sophia Ebe, CLTV, Boya.
In the northwest, the senior divisional officer for Bui Division, Gilbert Sondemenya, has appealed to people who've been displaced from the area to return and contribute to the process of reviving the economy of that division, which has been severely affected by the crisis. Killer Valerie Sala has this report.
Security sources in Bui Division hint that the constant gun battles and improvised explosive devices that notoriously echo across Kumbu and other volatile towns in the division have significantly reduced but not completely eradicated. Meanwhile, the town of Kumbu still looks deserted, with shops and business hubs like Mfa and squares either relocated to safer areas or functioning so ineffectively. During the National Day celebrations in the relatively safer area of Tobin, the senior division officer for Bui Division, Gibbe Sunday Mayor, challenged the displaced population of the division to return and help in rebuilding the dwindling local economy. Sunday Mayor has also encouraged locals to register and vote during the 2025 elections in Cameroon. Given the very challenging nature of work in the conflict-hit division, Some individuals with military and civilian backgrounds were decorated with medals for delivering results even in a very chaotic atmosphere. Killer Valerie Salau, CRTV News, Bamenda.
52nd edition of the Feast of National Unity. That was a special slot on the news.
Over 200 candidates have today begun sitting the written and practical part of the commercial baccalaureate and the industrial probatoire exams in the French subsystem of education at the government bilingual high school Kumasi Bali. From the CRTV Littoral Regional Station in Douala, Rabiatou Jingi Abdulaziz reports.
It is a serene and calm morning here in Douala, and precisely at the government high school Kumasi Bali, where 2,000 candidates of the commercial baccalaureate and industrial probatoire examinations are ongoing. Jean-Jacques Njeklikom and Alexandre Williams are candidates.
We prepared since September. Right now we are doing our computer practicals. I'm very delighted because we have performance teachers, so I am confident. This morning I will encounter computer. I am well prepared and ready to face it without any problem.
Meanwhile, the exams is ongoing, heat free. Alain de Nuchukwale Noé is the mission head.
Everything went on well. The meeting with the discipline masters and those of the secretariat. We started at 8 o'clock this morning with different specialties such as ASS, IG, AXA, ESS, and everything is in total serenity.
So far, the students are hoping to make it in flying colors as the doors of the universities are already open, waiting on successful candidates. Douala, Rabiatou Jingi Abdulaziz for CRTV News.
In Betwa, close to 17,000 candidates have taken this year's technical baccalaureate official examination. A few absences were recorded as we hear from our CRTV East correspondent, Biki Ongum.
As early as 7:30 a.m., candidates of the technical education sector were all seated in a serene and calm environment as they began the written phase of their baccalaureate examinations as well as the practical phase of the probatoire. Samuel Ebanga is chief of center at GBTHS Kano. Candidates have been seated in the halls since 7:30 a.m. and the first papers have started very well without any major incidents. A similar ambience reigned in the government technical school Pokolota as over 900 candidates answered present during this written phase with only three cases of absences recorded. Nkwane Asene Ose is chief of center. We have over 900 candidates for three different examinations, that is the probatoire, practicals, commercial and ICT baccalaureate. Back examination officials sounded satisfied as the exam seems to have started hitch-free without any major incidents recorded. Biki Ongum, CRTV, Betwa.
An international exhibition of Canadian universities has opened today in Yaoundé, attracting students wishing to learn about admission procedures. It took place at the Jega Palace Hotel, and the event features representatives from over 50 universities in Canada, workshops on application processes, visa requirements, and scholarship opportunities are also part of the event. This year's Canadian Universities Fair, which runs till the 24th of May, emphasizes on the importance of preparing the candidates well. 14 minutes past 7 o'clock in Yaoundé, you're listening to CRTV News. Some associations of physically challenged people in the Ocean Division, that's in the South Region, have received aid in basic household commodities, this in a move to support their livelihood. The benefactor, member of the elite of the Ocean Division, Jean-Pierre Salah, equally led a campaign to facilitate the production of birth certificates and the identification cards for for the people so that they can register on the Lekam electoral list and vote in future elections. Bruno Donwe Funwe.
Three associations of physically challenged persons in the Ocean Division converged at the Kribi Social Welfare Center to receive some basic assistance, mostly of food items, provided by member of the elite of the Ocean Division and Grand Counselor in the Kribi City Council, Jean-Pierre Sala. He said the gesture falls in line with the spirit of living together and the charity of the National Day celebration.
Those persons who are vulnerable need the help. Make just a bit effort to have some present come through them and give them so that they know you are with them.
The beneficiaries were gladdened by the acts and expressed their gratitude towards their benefactor and called on the authorities to look into some of their pertinent concerns. Jean-François Mekumde is president of the Kribi Dynamic Blind People Association.
We are very grateful for the gift because it is not everybody who can do that.
Jean-Pierre Sala equally carried out a campaign where he facilitated the production of birth certificates and national identification cards for these groups of people in order to ease the procedure for them to register on Lekam electoral list and vote in future elections. Bruno Ndongwe Funwe, CRTV, Kribi.
On to religion, we talk about the Hajj, an annual Islamic pilgrimage to Mecca, Saudi Arabia, the holiest city for Muslims. The first group of Cameroonian Muslim pilgrims will leave the country on May the 31st en route to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. In the meantime, some specialized pilgrim guides are organizing a training seminar to raise awareness on key rituals of the Hajj. One of such took place in Yaoundé, and we have details with Maimouna Njoya.
Taking down notes, visualizing the main rituals of the Hajj, getting spiritually and physically ready were the main issues at stake. The trainer, Alhaj Ahmadu Modibo, came out with the do's and don'ts of the pilgrimage in Mecca. He groomed the future pilgrims on some key prayers.
Bismillah.
Bismillah.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu
Mash'alu.
Hajjan.
Mabrura. Wasaya.
Marufu Hamidu is a potential pilgrim.
We are satisfied with this seminar. I think all the participants, they are very satisfied. So now our group, Summer Voyage, we are ready. We are okay to make our pilgrim 100%.
Amongst the over 700 pilgrims enrolled under the Summer Voyage Agency, we have medical experts. Haja Rukayatu is one of them.
You have to prepare doing sport. They have to change their diet. Maybe they have to reduce their diet. They have to increase fruit and vegetable.
After the Douala and Yaoundé trainings, Alhaj Ahmadu Modibo and his team will go over to Ngaoundéré and Garoua in the days ahead to school other pilgrims. Maimouna Joya, CRTV Center.
The Hajj is a mandatory religious duty for Muslims that must be carried out at least once in their lifetime by all adult Muslims who are physically and financially capable of undertaking the journey, as well as of supporting their family during their absence from home. Abroad, more than 1,000 people in Mozambique are reported dead because of lack of care amid a health workers' strike. 3 weeks ago, about 50,000 union members began the strike after negotiations over working conditions failed. Doctors are not on strike, but the union leader Anselmo Muchave said many health facilities did not employ them. Mr. Muchave said the worst affected facilities are those staffed only by health workers and not doctors. A prominent Malian economist and professor has been sentenced to 2 years in jail, one of which was suspended for criticism of the military junta. The man, aged 41, Etienne Faka Sissoko, was also ordered to pay a fine of 3 million CFA francs. The academic, who has been in custody since March, was charged with defamation and damaging the state's reputation by distributing fake news. The charges relate to a book he published last year, which he defended in court, saying the work was based on fact. At 20 minutes past 7 o'clock, we close this news with a recap of the main points. Some political scientists in the country hold that Cameroon has used the 52nd National Day event to reiterate its commitment to peace and national unity. Candidates nationwide have today begun sitting the commercial, baccalaureate, and industrial probatoire exams. Over 1,000 people are reported dead in Mozambique following a health workers' strike. CRTV News.